I see a clinic full of cynics who want to twist the people's wrists. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on their list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us. When the madman flicks a switch,
oh,
the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation,
oh.
But I just cannot see the point,
oh.
'Cause there's so much food here today,
oh.
That no one wants to take away.
Thank you.
killed poor Rachel Corey as she stood in its path in the township of Rafa. She lost her young life in an act of compassion, trying to protect the poor people of Gaza, whose homes are destroyed by tank shells and bulldozers, and whose plight is exploited by suicide bombers who kill in the name of the people of Gaza. But Rachel Corey believed in non-violent resistance, put herself in harm's way as a shield of the people, and paid with her life in a manner most brutal. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now ain't the time for your tears. Rachel Corey had 23 years. She was born in the town of Olympia, Washington, a skinny, messy, list-making chain smoker who volunteered to protect the Palestinian people who had become non-persons in the eyes of the media, so that people were suffering and no one was seeing or hearing or talking or caring or acting. And the horrible math of the awful equation that brought Rachel Corey into this confrontation is that the spilled blood of a single American is worth more than the blood of 100 Palestinians. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now ain't the time for your tears. The artistic director of a New York theater canceled a play based on Rachel's writings, but she wasn't a bomber or a killer or a fighter, but one who acted in the spirit of the Freedom Riders. Is there no place for such a voice in America that doesn't conform to the Fox News agenda, who believes in non-violence instead of brute force, who is willing to confront the might of an army whose passionate beliefs were matched by her bravery? And the question she asked rings out round the world: if America is truly the beacon of freedom, then how can it stand by while they bring down the curtain and turn Rachel Corey into a non-person? Oh, but you who philosophize disgrace, criticize our fears, bury the rag deep in your face, 'cause now is the time.
A public service announcement with guitar. Know your rights.
Kitties, is why you don't stream music off the internet if you can avoid it. Because you never know when the Wi-Fi is going to suddenly drop. Anyways, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and we've been listening to songs of anti-war, of protest, and most importantly, of unity for the past, 50 minutes or so. That last track that we had to stop, unfortunately, was by the Valentines, entitled Stop the Violence, a.k.a. Peace Treaty. I'm going to try to pull that up again. Maybe we'll go out with it. Before that, we had Desmond Decker with the amazing single Unity. Before that, Billy Bragg, The Lonesome Death of Rachel Corey, which is a single 14 years ago. 14 years ago. About violence on the Gaza Strip, about protests there, about one woman who went there and died trying to help in a nonviolent way. Now, the war that's happening currently is different than the war that's happening before, but the violence remains the same. I don't know. It's disheartening, to say the least. Before that, we had Dreadnoughts with Jericho. Again, another song speaking of the pointlessness of one man raising a fist, a gun, an aggression towards another. All it ever ends up in is two people dead. Violence is never the answer. It's never the answer. There's always a path to peace. Before that, we had Billy Bragg with Ideology, off of my favorite record by him, Talking with the Taxman About Poetry. And before that, we had Bob Marley with War, off of Rastaman Vibration, and Common Rider, Blackbird vs. Crows, off This Is Unity Music. And we started off the second set with a double header from Bad Religion, off my favorite album, The Grey Race, followed by The Grey Race and Come Join Us. We got a few more tracks before we're out here for the night. We can do better. We're capable of better. I truly believe that we work best when we work together. Maybe there's a way forward. Or maybe we've always been like this. I don't know. I like to think that there's something we can do. Yeah. In the meantime, listen to Jimmy Cliff. Thank you.
kinds of love they don't hide. They don't hide. They don't hide. They don't
Jimmy Cliff, off his album The Power and the Glory. The track was We Are All One. I couldn't have put it better myself. I think that's really the crux of what I've been trying to get to for the past hour here. Maybe the crux of what I just generally try to believe and find it so hard to wrap my head around that other people can't see it that way. When you break it all down, when you get past the religion, the politics, the tones of our skin, our cultures and our beliefs, we're all just human beings. We all want the same things. We want food. We want shelter. We want comfort. We want compassion. We want love. We want someone to take care of us when we're sick, or help us when we need. We're all one. We're all the same. And why we keep fighting with each other, I'll never understand. Anyways, you've been tuned into Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can find us here every single week from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. 90.1 on your radio dial, CJSF.ca, and on the CJSF app. This is our last show of the year. It's the holiday season. So all I've got to say is take care of each other. If you're out there this holiday and you find yourself with friends or family or people that you don't agree with, ask yourself why. Ask them why. And push a little bit harder to have conversations instead of conflicts. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find some common ground. And at least that's a start. In the meantime, I'll see y'all next week. And here, I got that Valentine's track for y'all. It's a peace treaty. And maybe the people in power, maybe they'll listen. I'll talk to y'all next week.